WOOC correspondent Kristen Copper visited Dr. Ng, who is a professor in the Women's Gender and Sexuality Studies at Department at University at Albany. Beyond her teaching profession, Dr. Ng is a historian and a documentary filmmaker. Her current documentary film, On Her Own Terms, is in production. Dr. Ng discussed her path to becoming a documentary filmmaker and how storytelling can be a tool of empowerment.
I didn't know that I was a good storyteller until maybe 20 years ago. I started writing a short story as a result of an incident at Port Authority in New York. I was waiting for a bus to New Jersey to visit a friend, and I was sitting there minding my own business, and all of a sudden a woman came up to me and asked, "How do you define intimidation?" I was taken aback. I said, "Ooh, you know, is this person crazy or what?" So I said, there was a Hudson News stand somewhere near the waiting area, and said, "Well, why don't you look it up in the dictionary?" I was really short with her. So she left, but I started thinking about her. I said, why would a person out of the blue ask me this question? Then I started creating a scenario for that encounter, and it became a short story called Bus Stop. Well, I wrote it. A friend of mine who was a professor at CUNY Law School, Ruth Ann Robson, came to visit me in Oklahoma. I thought about, I mean, she's a published short story and actually novel a writer, and I was pretty shy about sharing, you know, but I decided to be brave, and so I showed her my manuscript, and she read it, and she said, "Vivian, that's really good, send it off." So I did, and she recommended a journal. I did, and they accepted it, and the editor was so nice. She wrote back and said, "Vivian, you are a good storyteller." And that was when my skill, my talent was confirmed. But that's only writing. It's not, you know, making documentary film. I've always looked at things literally, visually. Before I started making films, I was interested in making websites and telling interactive stories. So I would, there was another story that I've written, and I decided to incorporate it into a website. And I learned how to make code so people can click on a particular link and come up with a different scenario and so forth. And I love that. But that's not filmmaking. But that's, I think it's a progress toward making film. Then around the year 2000, I got hold of some manuscripts of my grandfather, my mother's father. He was a filmmaker. I didn't know that when he was alive, and by reading his manuscripts, I started imagining what it would be like for him to make films and what it would be like for me to make films from his stories and his screenplays that he never had a chance to do. So that got me thinking seriously about making films, but not documentary films, mm-hmm. Not yet.
Huh. So then how did you start to make the switch from film to documentary films?
Well, by chance. The first documentary film I was involved in was Trailblazers in Habits, about the Mary Knoll nuns who were active in Hong Kong, China, Bolivia, United States. And a friend of mine was involved in the planning of that film. And for some reason, she thought, since my grandfather was a filmmaker, I must have filmmaking genes in me. So I was visiting Hong Kong one spring break, and this friend said, "You know, Nancy Tong is making this film. Why don't you meet her? Because you'll get along, and then you can get involved with the film, because you obviously you can make film." I said, "I've never made a film before, but okay, I'm willing to meet with Nancy." I didn't know then that Nancy Tong was an award-winning documentary filmmaker, and she was a director of this really important documentary called In the Name of the Emperor, about the massacre in Nanking by the Chinese by Japanese. And so I met with Nancy. At first, she was kind of put off, "You know, who are you?" But we hit it off. And so we decided to collaborate. She's based in Toronto, I'm based in Albany. And that was the beginning of my love affair with documentary filmmaking.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So how do you think film can be used to empower women?
I think film as a medium is neutral. I mean, I can think of many films, documentary films too, that have been used to demean people, destroy people. For example, one filmmaker whose work I admire very much, and I kind of hesitate to mention that, is Leni Riefenstahl. She was a German filmmaker who made Triumph of the Will and the Berlin Olympics. I mean, gorgeous films. Very powerful. I mean, so powerful that she could actually be accused of committing war crime. That was how good she was, how good the films were. So films by themselves do not empower women, even though the filmmaker, in this case, Riefenstahl, was herself a woman. But the medium can be definitely used to empower women or anybody if the intent is to allow certain individuals, particularly those who had been denied a voice, to give voice to their experience, to tell their own stories.
Mm-hmm. So is that why storytelling is so important to you, to give voice to these people?
I'm a historian. I mean, that's my PhD. I live and breathe being a historian without being conscious of it. I mean, that's how much I am a historian. I mean, this doesn't mean I dwell on the past. It's just that, you know, I am curious about what happened in the past. I'm curious about anything. And then I want to get the bottom of something. So it's almost, if I were not a historian, probably I would be an investigative journalist. I mean, that's what I am. To be effective, though, if you have, you've discovered something and you want to share that information with somebody, storytelling or writing in a way that people can relate to is the most effective way to disseminate information and to share your ideas. So even in my history writing, I try to write like a storyteller.
So do you think your work as a historian and a women's studies professor influences your films and the subjects you choose to film about?
Well, since I just said that I live and breathe being a historian, obviously, that certainly had affected the topics I choose to make films about. Even if the subject is a living person, like the artist that I'm making a film about, in order to tell her story, to make her story more complete, I have to do research on her family's history and the context of her family's past. So if let's say her great-grandparents lived in Virginia, well, what was Virginia like, Richmond, Virginia like in the 19th century, just to flesh out the context. So the subject herself may not be aware because, you know, we don't know. We can't just answer questions. What was it like in 19th century when your family lived there? It's up to the filmmaker to tell that, to offer that context. So yes, being a historian has shaped the way I tell my stories via film.
So film is a field that's typically dominated by men. What advice would you give to women who aspire to make films?
Persevere. Don't give up. And don't be afraid to fail.
That was WOOC correspondent Kristen Copper with Dr. Eng, a documentary filmmaker and professor at University of Albany.